Another thing I'd like to comment
too. She still
too,
says it all the time.
During the war years, well, I came here at the tail end of the war in December 44, and the army was still in full control there. And the army really gave us the run of the whole place. They had the whole ordinance except for the farm home. The laundry, the dairy, the gardens were all burned aside. But they had the rest of it. And we used to have pictures in the hall, in the sobered hall. And Rossi wouldn't let them use the projection up the top there because they offered to use that. And they would put another one up because we only had one machine. They were going to give a second one so they could have continual film running. And they said they would leave it there, Rossi, for some unknown reason. So they had two downstairs in. And the old woodworking shed on it behind the school over there, I don't know what it is now, Arts Centre or something, that used to be their canteen. And we could go in there and buy everything except cigarettes and grog. We could go and buy, we bought chocolate in there, which I hadn't seen for that long, I'd forgotten. Candy, boar lollies, all those type of things like that. And then we used to be allowed to use the swimming pool. They had two sergeants, it was their full-time job, just looking after that swimming pool. The men used to use the swimming pool between 3 and 4. The AWARs had it between 4 and 5, because this was a very, very big AWAR area. They had more AWARs here around Burnside than the rest of Australia put together. There was their training camp and their depot. And then they were there, 3 to 4 of the men, the women from 4 to 5, and then we used to, the boys from the farm home, we used to get it between 5 and 6. We always make sure we're up there about 4:15. We'd get up the top of the stand there and talk to the girls in there. Because we were 15, 16 there, and most of those girls are only 18, 19. Some of them probably even younger than that, put their ages up, things like that. And they hadn't talked to young innocent boys like we
innocent
were.
Innocent boys.
But for years, for a long time, because all the soldiers around here were
boys and girls,
the, older blokes, or trying to put the hard words on them and everything else like that, or trying to carry on with them, and different things like that. And they used to enjoy talking. And when they'd come out there, they used to stand and just talk to us there for 5 or 10 minutes until we were herded into the swimming pools. We always used to have a man in charge of us up there, into the pool and things like that.